You're listening to Linux News Log, separating the Linux and open source signal from the noise.
Hey everybody, how's it going? I am your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Petaluma, California, here in Studio MC2 at QuickSurf Internet Studios. Linux News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there as well. I'd like to encourage everybody to visit us online over at quicksurf.com. Everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes, and so feel free to peruse those. Also, if you have not already done so, if you're watching the video on YouTube, please do subscribe to the show. The link to do so is above me. And if you want to listen or watch the show using your podcatcher of choice, you can find the links to subscribe to the show in the show notes over at quicksurf.com. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the news for this episode. From Network World, the Linux Foundation is welcoming new members as existing heavyweights up their commitments. They've had a pretty busy weekend, and it's kind of nice to see the new members come into the Linux Foundation. So they've made several announcements over the weekend. CloudSoft, Cloud Scaling, Cloud Sigma, and DreamHost are joining the Linux Foundation. This is at the LinuxCon over in Europe. It's being held in Barcelona. And lots of cloud-centric stuff. Citrix and Hewlett-Packard both upped their levels of commitment to the Foundation. Citrix went from silver to gold. We'll talk about Hewlett-Packard here in just a couple of minutes. So pretty interesting stuff. Lots of good things to look forward to, so check it out. From ZDNet, Hewlett-Packard has doubled down on the Linux Foundation. This is a story from Stephen J. Von Nichols in the Linux and Open Source blog. He's got a nice little write-up. Basically, Hewlett-Packard went from gold to a platinum level member, which requires about a $500,000 investment here in U.S. dollars. So pretty interesting. It gives them a little more say in what goes on behind the scenes and, you know, what the Linux Foundation is doing. So, you know, pretty nice. I'm glad to see, you know, a large computer manufacturer like Hewlett-Packard do something like that. You know, it's all too often you see software companies do it, but it's really getting the cooperation from the software companies and somebody who actually sells hardware to move stuff forward and make things, you know, work seamlessly together. So great job. Looking forward to lots of stuff from Hewlett-Packard Linux-wise in the future. Guess what? Android is 5 years old as of the recording today, November 5th. That's right. 5 years old. PC World has a nice little write-up. Android turns 5 today, hits 75% of the smartphone market. I would call that ubiquity. Personally, I'm not a huge Android fan. I mean, it definitely has its place, and there's no denying its popularity among the users. But for me, it just, for what I use a phone for throughout the day, it just doesn't really work that well for me. But it, you know, I've always advocated that you should use what works for you. And so if it works for you, you should use it. Don't do anything because I'm doing or not doing it by all means. From the Triangle Business Journal, Red Hat is eyeing expansion into China. That's right. There's a story here. Red Hat is looking to invest more in its research and development in China. It's the number one Linux developer here in the U.S., and they're planning to expand by 100 new employees by the end of the year and could open more offices in China. So pretty interesting. We'll be keeping an eye on this just to see what comes of it, what they're planning to do, that sort of thing, what actually happens. Should be interesting to watch. From the H Online, Ubuntu Tweaks update adds 12.10 Quantel Quetzal support. Quantel Quetzal. Interesting. After almost deciding to end all development on the project last month, Ubuntu Tweak founder and lead developer Talantrix Chow released a new version of his open source application for customizing the Ubuntu Linux distribution. The most notable change In version 0.8.2 of the tool is the addition of official support for Ubuntu 12.10, the latest stable release of the operating system. So pretty cool. If you are a user of Ubuntu Tweak, by all means, check it out. If you have not already updated, do so. From PR Web, better Linux update makes I/O on Linux servers even smoother and faster. This is kind of a press release. Better Linux, the Linux Server Optimizer, has announced new improvements to its I/O controller. Hosting companies and data centers can expect a much smoother and faster I/O than possible with previous versions. Better I/O, like all Better Linux technology, is designed to run on any Linux distribution, and the list of supported distributions continues to grow. So, pretty cool. If you're a user of Better I/O, awesome. Otherwise, this may be worth checking out. That will do it for this edition of Linux News Log. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. You can find those online over at quickshrift.com. You can shoot me an email, linux@quickshrift.com, if you're so inclined. And with that, I will see all of you on the next episode. See you then. Bye.